This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden will pay a visit to the battleground state of Wisconsin today after a State of the Union address that turned raucous at times last night.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
"Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority."
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
"I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks."
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure.
"I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
In the Republican response to the president's State of the Union address, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president is pursuing woke fantasies.
"I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is."
This morning, China's complaining about the president's State of the Union address, during which he repeatedly mentioned competition between the two countries. Ukraine's President Zelensky showed up in Britain this morning, telling lawmakers there just moments ago, "We know Russia will lose." He's calling for tougher sanctions against Russia as it battles Ukraine. Ukraine's fight with invading Russian forces now almost 1 year old. They're desperately trying to find any earthquake victims who may still be alive in Turkey and Syria. The number of people known dead now more than 11,000. Fans went wild last night as LeBron James topped Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record and became the NBA's new career-scoring leader last night. This is AP News. Now to what the Fed chief is saying about those higher prices you've been paying for food and gas and other things you need. The AP said Donahue.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says a long battle remains to fight inflation. The goal is to get inflation down to 2%.
"We expect, you know, significant progress on inflation this year."
But Powell told the Economic Club of Washington,
"The reality is we're going to react to the data."
Powell says if more jobs reports like the one last month or inflation data come in way above expectations, they may have to add on even more interest rate hikes.
"There's been an expectation that it'll go away quickly and painlessly, and I don't think that's at all guaranteed."
The Fed has said it envisions a couple more increases before holding steady on interest rates through the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas prices are easing a little this morning. Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 6 cents less than a week ago, but 16 cents more than a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.